it sets an incredibly bad tone for schools and families across the country. And if this doesn't strike a chord on how important it is to have a conservative president to take this country back, I don't know what will. This judgment is absolutely damning and just atrocious.
Two words: Supreme Court. And
yes,
and,
sir.
And we see what Donald J. Trump did in getting his three appointments through. It has made a difference. It'll make a difference, I'll bet you, in this Maryland case as well.
For sure. And I hope they continue to push. I hope they don't take it as face value. I think they keep pushing, and I hope that conservative court does what the conservative court should do.
Hey, Sam, it's always good to visit with you, to check in with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
I look forward to it, Kevin. God bless you guys.
Thank you, man. Sam Peters, a U.S. Air Force major, retired, and Bronze Star recipient, and the former Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. Good guy, too, and I love his family. I just love his family. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Vivek Ramaswamy weighs in on what we all saw yesterday, a mugshot of our former president, Donald J. Trump. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will head you into the weekend with continued fallout from the debate on Wednesday in Milwaukee and Donald Trump turning himself down in Fulton County, Georgia. In what will the result be?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining and Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was surrealistic what happened yesterday. The 45th president of the United States was fingerprinted, mugshotted, and made a 20-minute appearance at the jail in Fulton County, Georgia. It was just bizarre, flying all the way from Newark to Fulton County, 20 minutes, then back onto the plane and head home back to Bedminster. And I just found it weird. What was it like for Vivek Ramaswamy? We'll let you hear his comments coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do. It is Friday. And you know we love Fridays around here. We just heard the Friday song. We might even hear it again soon. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Lakers have announced they'll unveil a statue of Kobe Bryant outside their arena on February the 8th. The 17-time NBA champions announced a plan to honor Bryant, the fourth leading scorer in NBA history and a mainstay of the franchise for 20 seasons. He passed away along with his daughter Gianna in a helicopter crash in January 2020. Bryant actually participated in the initial planning of the statue after his retirement in 2016. He's the sixth former Laker and seventh team employee to be honored with a statue. The others include Shaquille O'Neal, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Magic Johnson. The plaza also has statues of LA Kings stars, including Wayne Gretzky. The Dodgers beat Cleveland 6-1 in the resumption of Wednesday's suspended game. Mookie Betts with 5 hits and 2 RBI. In the regularly scheduled game, the Dodgers beat the Guardians 9-3. In Chicago, the A's beat the White Sox 8-5. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
No major issues to face if you're on the freeway so far this morning. Moving along accident-free. Still have some overnight issues, though, on the surface streets. On the west side, Jones northbound shut down at Tropicana. Go with Decatur or Rainbow. Had an accident there. Southbound Jones at Trop is open, but it's the northbound lanes of Jones at Tropicana that are shut down. So Rainbow or Decatur nearby can be used instead. In the northeast, police activity. Lake Mead Boulevard just east of Pecos. A lot of police tape out there. They do have the area closed down. That's Lake Mead Boulevard east of Pecos. Sunny skies, temperatures returning to triple digits today. A high of 101 in the forecast with light breezes. It'll be warm and dry this weekend as temperatures climb to 104 by Sunday afternoon. 81 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By now, I'm assuming you have already seen the sinister-looking mugshot of Donald J. Trump, and already the campaign is making money off this. They're fundraising off of the arrest of Donald J. Trump, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. To me, it's a sad commentary on where we are in America when you are arresting and mugshotting the most recognizable person on the planet. On the planet. This is unbelievable. I'm going to give you an opportunity to sound off. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. And if you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. I want to find out what you think of what you saw yesterday. To me, it was surreal. Flying from New Jersey to Atlanta, spending 20 minutes in the jail, jumping into an SUV and headed back to the airport, and then flying home to Bedminster. To me, it was just bizarre. And the fact that we're going through this exercise for the fourth time is absolutely bizarre to me. It really honestly is. What did Vivek Ramaswamy think about it? He was on with Laura Ingraham last night. And this was his reaction to the Trump arrest in Fulton County, Georgia. This is cut number 6. Go.
I think this is shameful, Laura. This is an indictment, not of Donald Trump, but of our national civic health, that we have gotten to a place where we have a party in power that will use any charge in any jurisdiction for at the same time in the middle of an election designed, mark my words, to stop their lead political rival currently from running. And I'm saying this coming out of a debate last night that went really well in many national polls. I'm now in second. It would be easier for me if my competitor in this primary, Donald Trump, were eliminated from competition. But that is not how I want to win. That is not grounded in principle. We are skating on thin ice as a country right now, Laura. And I think this takes us one step further in the wrong direction. We have to stand on the side of principle, not politics. That goes for everybody in this GOP primary. And I've been vocal for a reason.
Vivek, you said you're one of the candidates who would support Trump as the nominee if he wins the nomination, but if he's convicted of a crime. Here's how former Governor of Maryland Larry Hogan reacted to this. Watch.
That was the low light of the entire debate. I mean, I was embarrassed and disgusted by it. For, you know, six people to raise their hand and say, I would put a convicted felon in the White House, it's just beyond comprehension. I mean, in most states, convicted felons don't even have the right to vote. They're not registered voters, but we would put them in the White House.
The establishment didn't like the rallying around Donald Trump because they don't like the views of Donald Trump, or certainly not yours or DeSantis's.
I think the reality is we're rallying behind the founding vision of the United States of America, that the people who we elect to run the government ought to be the ones who run the government, not the deep state, and certainly not somebody selected by the administrative police state, which is the way they're trying to run the show today. And so I have a simple view. The person who leads this country next should be the person who the citizens of this nation actually choose. I think that's not a radical idea, yet it seems radical to the likes of not only Joe Biden, but look at our own party. And that's why, Laura, I think the divide in this country goes even deeper than just traditional Republicans and Democrats. I think the real divide is, do we believe in the founding ideal of this country, of the American Revolution, that the people can be trusted to self-govern? Or do we actually believe that the people can't be trusted and it has to be a small group of self-appointed quasi-monarchs in the back of palace halls in old world England and the old world, but in the administrative state as it goes today? I stand on the side of the American Revolution. That's why I'm in this race. I do not think we're in a moment for incremental reform. I think we require a revival of the ideals of 1776 itself. That's what my campaign's about, but that's also what we need to revive in this moment.
There you have it. Vivek Ramaswamy, and it's Vivek. That is the suggested pronunciation. Vivek, as in cake. It rhymes with cake. Vivek Ramaswamy and his thoughts on what went down yesterday. I just thought it was surreal. We're going to talk about what it means as far as the race. And is anything going to change as a result of what happened yesterday? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Those of you holding, stay right where you are. Those of you that would like to join us, I've got a couple of lines open. You can join me right now. I would love to hear from you. And again, it's your first opportunity to sound off. That's what I like about going 6 to 9, is that we give you the first opportunity to sound off on the news of the day. And even what happened overnight. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Wayne Allen Root here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. I have lunch or dinner at Mastroianni's at least twice a week. I bring all my New York buddies here. It's the best Italian food I've ever eaten in my life. Better than my favorite Italian restaurants in New York. Mastroianni's has been family-owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. And the food, oh my gosh, bellissimo! Mastroianni's features live-action cooking, the freshest, finest quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, homemade desserts. They offer curbside pickup and delivery, a huge wine and cocktail menu, and catering. They've won awards from Zagat's and the prestigious 5-star Diamond Award. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas, including celebrities from movies, TV, and sports. It's where the elite meet to eat. Mastroianni's is at 3330 South Hualapai Way. Call for reservations, 702-367-7511. 367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo.
With every other attorney in town talking about winning and how much they've won, it's time we look at the facts and set the record straight. Learn & Row has helped over 150,000 people collect billions of dollars for their injuries, with over $1 billion recovered in the last 5 years alone. We have over 50 attorneys and over 400 legal professionals and their resources to fight for you. The reality is, there's Learn & Row, then there's everybody else.
Learn & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So yesterday, and by the way, it's Live and Local. Everything you need to know to get your day started, everything you'll need at work a little bit later on, everything you'll need as you drop the kids off at school. That's what we do every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We had one candidate for president fingerprinted and mugshotted. We had another candidate who may not be a candidate for long. Everybody I talk to says the governors have got to go. Doug Burgum and Asa Hutchinson. This was what Asa Hutchinson took away from the Wednesday GOP debate. This is cut one, go.
We showcase that I'm ready to be president. I can take on Joe Biden. I can attract independents into my column, and we can win again. I also made the point that we need new leadership in the party. As the future of the campaign, nobody thought I was going to get on the first debate. And we surprised them. We're there. And we, for the first time, presented ourselves to a national audience. So I was thrilled with last night and the contrast that was made and the clarity of my mission going forward that we can win as a Republican Party if we have new leadership.
All right. So when you say thrilled, I assume you'd give yourself an A on your performance there, Governor?
Oh, I'm not that braggadocious. I would probably downgrade it just a little bit. Clearly, I wasn't prepared for a food fight. And so,
is that what you think it was?
You can't just follow the rules of a debate. Well, you know, it was out of control. I mean, there was a lot of yelling back and forth.
And well, let me ask you,
as you can see, I got less time than others, but we'll change that.
Okay, so while there were some who jumped in, that's for sure, a lot more than others. Of your GOP, the other GOP candidates on the stage, who surprised you the most up on that stage?
Well, I think what surprised me was how ridiculous many of Vivek Ramaswamy's ideas were. I knew about them, but he doubles down on those.
Like what?
And for example, his theory that we should give in to Russia. And secondly, that somehow we ought to, have term limits for federal officials, not elected officials, but those in office. I mean, you go on and on down the list, and then he declares everybody else on the stage is in the pockets of or being bought and paid for. So that's why Nikki Haley took him on. We applauded her on that. But that was a little bit of a surprise. I was surprised that Ron DeSantis couldn't be clear on whether he supported Ukraine or not. It was still ambiguous, and that's been his problem from day one. He hasn't been clear on where he is. First call in a territorial dispute, and then say, no, that was wrong, I'm for it, and now it's not clear whether he wants to support him again. So those are some surprises to me.
Yeah. It's often said that the person who takes the most fire at these debates is the person that the other candidates are most worried about. And Ramaswamy is really coming up on the inside very quickly. I wanted to ask you about what you said regarding former President Trump. You and Chris Christie were the only candidates on the stage to not raise your hand to say that you would continue to support his nomination if he gets convicted of crimes. And you said in your statement there from the debate stage that you believe that it would potentially be disqualifying if he were convicted of a crime. I've done some research on this and found that there's nothing that I could see that would disqualify him. If he were convicted of federal charges, he could pardon himself. There might be a constitutional question, but if he was convicted on state charges, is it better to have him in jail, or would the fact that you need to have him as president supersede that, and any jail sentence would have to be served after he ceased being president? But you made a pledge, Governor, to support the nominee, but your pledge clearly comes with a caveat.
Well, John, first of all, you're correct that just because a candidate is convicted of a crime doesn't prohibit him from being president. But the 14th Amendment of our Constitution does if you have engaged in insurrection. And that's what's being tried currently, but it doesn't even take a trial. You know, any Secretary of State could determine that former President Trump, while he was a federal official, engaged in an effort to overturn the election and could disqualify him. Obviously, it would be tested in court. That was my point. And under RNC rules, that's not going to prohibit me from supporting the nominee of the party. It would prohibit that candidate from being a qualified one. That was my point, and we need to be aware of that.
Meanwhile, let's go to cut three, because this is Tim Scott from South Carolina, that he will need more face time in the upcoming debates. Here it is.
Real quickly, one analysis put Mike Pence with the most time talked on the stage. That's not hard to believe. He had a lot of interruptions of other people. He kept doing that. 12 minutes, 26 seconds. In second place, Vivek, 11 minutes, 38 seconds. You, Senator, were in the bottom three with 7 minutes, 57. The New York Times calls you the happy warrior. Are you going to change anything about your debate tactics going forward?
I'm going to continue to make sure that I provide the American people with an adult in the room having a conversation about their priorities. Certainly, the more you interrupt, the more time you get. But frankly, the more that helps Joe Biden. What I'm going to do is focus on those issues that set captives free. I'm talking about a kid who's born in poverty, who realized the American dream, because America is the solution, not the problem. You heard people on the stage last night refer to America as a part of the problem because we're a nation in decline. We are a nation in retreat because Joe Biden has us as a nation in retreat. As the next president of the United States, I will be standing proud and strong on the fact that the windshield of America's future is a whole lot better than the rearview mirror of our past.
Okay, that was Tim Scott. He didn't get a lot of face time on the Wednesday debate, but he promises he's going to get more in the future. Now, I just was scouring through my emails overnight, and already the Trump campaign is fundraising on the mugshot. It looked sinister. There was no smile. And it was fascinating to me what must have gone into that mugshot, because they must have considered this maybe on the flight down to Atlanta. But here is the email that came in my inbox this morning, and it says, Patriot, the deep state is trying to turn President Trump into public enemy number one for daring to challenge the correct political ruling class in Washington, D.C. They've now even forced